Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're starting a little bit earlier. Somebody went back already and did a redraft of last year's draft. Now, the regular season just ended, and now we already have a redraft of the 2025 NFL draft. This is from Bleacher Report. We all know the Chiefs drafted Josh Simmons in the first round. The redraft, if you're just wondering real quick, on the number one overall pick in the redraft, they have the Tennessee Titans taking Jackson Dart.
I'm not totally sure they'd switch the pick. Do you think they would?
No.
I think they'd still take Cam Ward. I don't know.
I would stick
with that. Just don't think there's been enough evidence of either, and Jackson Dart's had to deal with like the fear of like constantly living in a concussive state. Right. I still think they'd take Cam Ward. Drew, I'm just curious now. Do you think they'd still take Cam Ward, or do you think they'd take Jackson Dart?
Yeah, I think they would still take... I think I would still take Cam Ward.
The playmaking ability, yeah, Jackson Dart was really, really impressive in that. Just the natural playmaking ability. But
He'd go higher.
Yeah, but... The redraft had Cam Ward falling to 2, so you only went back and have the Browns taking Cam Ward in the redraft. 3.
The Browns probably would have liked to do that too.
The biggest mover is in this redraft is at 3. Bleacher Report has the Giants staying there and taking Tyler Shuck, the quarterback for the Saints. So now it looks like he's going to be their starting quarterback next year. I think they pretty much already came out and said he will start for them. He'll get one more year to show that he's that guy. And then if not, they'll have to pivot. But he's already 26 years old, but he moved way up. And then I'm not going to go through every single pick, but those were the notable ones. Then you go all the way down and you see where would the Chiefs have selected some of their players? And would there be anybody else that would have jumped up and been all of a sudden in the top 20 or in the first round? And Bleacher Report went ahead and has Josh Simmons going 25 in the redraft to the Houston Texans. So he would have gone earlier in the draft.
Yeah, not way earlier, and that's what I find interesting. For a guy who, at the time, still looked like a future Pro Bowl left tackle, you would think he'd be way higher on this list. Way, way, way higher. And I was trying to ask myself, like, if pick 31 came back around again, and all of the same players were available again, so anybody who got picked 32 and after was available, would the Chiefs still make the same selection, considering the weirdo year they had with Simmons? He's gone for half the year. He then got injured in the season. And different injury than the type of injury they worried about. Certainly like the leg injuries and the stuff that were in there. I think because of where they are on the offensive line, they'd still take him. But I think it would come with greater, I don't know, maybe come with the same amount of questions that they have now. Different injury stuff, different personal stuff instead. But they were willing to take the chance on a guy who had question marks anyway and certainly were getting the payoff. I still think the biggest surprise was at number 20, they had a different Chief going in the first round. So a year after this, and for a player that I don't think the Chiefs valued at the level even this gentleman writing for Bleacher Report does. In this redraft, they had Noah Williams going 20th overall. They had
Chiefs been on the field. He looked really good.
Taken by Denver, by the way, with the 20th overall pick, saying that John A. Brown had a similar rookie experience, but that they thought Noah Williams was actually the better player who could contribute more quickly, at least based on that. Do we think Noah Williams is a first round talent?
I don't think he would have, I don't believe that in a redraft he would go 20th. I think he could be a late first rounder, early second rounder in a redraft. When he was on the field, you saw why fans should be excited about
him.
Why
didn't he play more
though?
Well,
that goes back to the disconnect that we have brought up. That has to get fixed, I think, this offseason, which is there's a little bit of a disconnect, front office, what they're drafting, what they're looking for, and the coaching staff. And I know Steve Spagnuolo made a comment, a week or two ago, saying that one of the things about not being in the playoffs, that like they're going to have more time as a staff than ever before to actually know more about these players. Now, you can say that that's a problem to begin with, but that some of these guys, they didn't have as much time to do research on as a coaching staff because they were playing till middle of February. And so hopefully that is part of the solution here. But then once they draft a player, next year they're going to be forced to play these young guys anyway. Like they're not going to have much of a choice. There's going to be too many new guys on the roster and younger guys on the roster that they're not going to be able to just side with the vet all the time. So yeah, Noah Williams should have played more football in 2025 for the Chiefs. There's no question about that.
And like in retrospect, it still doesn't make much sense because he was going to allow you to use Trent McDuffie in the nickel more. And I just don't. Like, at some point, and I understand you're the coach and I'm the front office, but, like, what are you seeing that we're not? Like, on these practice fields, and I'm sure that they have these meetings, but, like, when he plays football, we see good football all the time. So, like, where is the disconnect? What is it that makes you think that if you just made this guy play more, he would improve exponentially as the season went on? And I still think that part of what happened this season, because they played rookies even less this season than normal, Gold. They reined it in even further than typical. Like, Simmons was the only one they were willing to play regularly. And so even more than normal, it seems like they had some reservation. And I am convinced it's because the season was slipping away and they kept losing these close games and they kept hovering below and around 500. And they were like, well, we can't certainly risk this guy will be better in 5 weeks because we got games to play with. And instead, we need every game. And the only one to win every game is to play Mike Edwards and play these other vets. And you're like, the better player is Noel Williams. I don't think he'd be a first-round pick. I'd be a little surprised.
Elsewhere in the redraft, just was kind of curious to see if they have Noel Williams going higher, if they have Josh Simmons going higher in the redraft, what about at pick 31? They have the Chiefs taking one of the Tennessee Titans wide receivers.
Be careful. Why don't we get in trouble with Tennessee?
Yeah, we've already had that before. Chimere, I think it's DK is how you pronounce it.
He's a pro bowler this year, all-purpose
yards. He had 1,000 yards, I think, all-purpose. He was a nice special teams player. On that team was one of the better receivers. Had a nice rookie year. I don't know long-term what he's going to be, but yeah, he's a pro bowler and had a nice 2025 season. Was a fourth rounder. So they got great value on him, and we'll see what his career ends up looking like.
I hate that pick. I don't know. 48 catches, 423 yards, and 4 touchdowns. I understand he brought all the other special team stuff, but I'm signing up for that in the first round? That's what they got out of Worthy, and it's like, I don't know, in a redraft.
Yeah. So that was just how they did it. If you're just wanting other spots that were kind of interesting, the guy that we brought up a lot during the draft process last year, and you know this was a name, he had some character problems. I wanted the Chiefs to draft James Pierce Jr. last year. And he had a great rookie year for Atlanta. In this redraft, they have him going 11th to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Did they have Shamar Stewart going in the first round?
Doubtful, Drew. Doubtful.
No, I agree.
He was not in the first round at all. Do you want to know who Cincinnati was?
Sure.
In the redraft, Shamar Stewart didn't even... Very few guys fell completely out of the first round, as in, like, they were so bad nobody would take a shot. That was not one of them. You guys took Shamar Stewart, what pick, 13 or something?
17. Jahad Campbell. Is what they redrafted.
That would have been very nice.
I mean, I got to say, somebody on defense.
He's in Philly. I mean, that's where he's at now, but yeah.
Considering their two rookies that they took in the second and third round were dead last in the PFF grades out of all rookies, yes.
The only one that still has him taking the same... So, same player, I guess, different round, but they have number 19, the Bucks still getting Emeka Egbuka.
Are we sure he wouldn't go higher?
I think he would. Now, it's weird. He did not finish the season as good. He started the first month and a half looking like a rookie of the year candidate.
And then all the guys came back.
I mean, the whole team started stinking.
Yeah.
In Tampa. I mean, that whole offense sucked.
He finished with 938 yards and 6 touchdowns as a rookie.
First 9 games, though.
I have a hard time imagining that would last 18.
It's because the first 9, he had 40 for 677, 6 touchdowns. The final 8. 23 catches, 261, and no touchdowns.
So slowed down.
Just the first half was awesome. The back half was not that impressive.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I still feel good about Egbuka moving forward, for the record, but just that's why he fell off in the rookie of the year.
When you look at the redraft, you got to feel pretty good. I mean, there's still parts of, and this goes back to Brett Veach's drafting ability. I do not think Brett Veach is a bad drafter. I think Brett Veach is not an elite drafter, and especially not elite at finding elite positions of, you know, importance so far. I also think that I'll let him pick number 9 and find out if he's able to do that. And what's crazy is, like, we talk about number 9 because the Chiefs haven't picked her in so long. Like, it's some just lock of the century. I don't think people realize that 50-50 chance of getting a player right, it's 50-50 for the top 10 too. The difference is when you get it right, they're typically Pro Bowl. They're all pro. The level of talent you get when you get it right, the upper end potential is way higher. But you're still in a 50-50 shot of just totally whipping.
It's not a guarantee, but we know how, and we'll hear from Brett Veach around the combine, and he'll be asked closer to the draft as well, how many first-round grades do you have? As we all know, yes, there are 32.
It's usually like 15.
There's 32 first-round picks, but on teams' boards, there's only maybe, 10 to 15 that are actually first-rounders in terms of grades. Well, if you're picking 9th, you're guaranteed to at least get one of the guys that you are, viewing as a true first-round grade. That's the difference. At pick 32, Those are not first-round grade players. At pick 9, no matter who it is, it at least is somebody that you have a first-round grade on.
Yes.
So that's the benefit.